An asteroid roughly the size of the Statue of Liberty will pass by Earth later today. Asteroid 2010 WC9 will be about half the moon's distance from Earth. It's one of the closest approaches ever observed of an asteroid of this size. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Matthew Holman, Smithsonian Senior Astrophysicist and Director of the Minor Planet Center. Mr. Holman, are we going to be able to see this thing?
Not with the naked eye. You would be able to see it at night with a a small telescope. It does come close, but not close enough to just see it in the without a telescope.
But this close is interesting, right?
It is. I mean, this is the kind of thing that the Minor Planet Center and various other NASA-supported searches for asteroids look for. This is the kind of thing that we track. But it's important to point out that it doesn't pose a threat to us.
How close does it have to get before you guys start getting nervous?
Well, we're looking for them all the time, and we project the orbits forward in time. And so we really pay close attention to anything that's coming, several times the distance between the Earth and the Moon. So those are the kinds of things that we will identify and request additional observations for.
Help those of us who may not have aced Astronomy 101 understand how you can find these things and then keep track of them so you can calculate when and where.
The way we find them is using large digital cameras mounted on telescopes. So groups at various sites around the world search the night skies. They take a series of usually about four images that are spread out over the course of a couple of hours. And if you compare those different images, a lot of the points of light you see are just stars and galaxies in the background, and those don't appear to move. But you'll also see little dots of light that are moving, in a movie. And basically, people will then measure the positions of those asteroids and report them to us, the Minor Planet Center, and we'll ask a couple of questions right away. We'll say, is this something we've seen before? And we know that because if the asteroid is exactly or near where it would be, a known asteroid is predicted to be, then we say, okay, we've seen that one before, and we'll update its orbit. If it's something that we haven't seen before, we'll check. Does this thing have motion that makes us think that it's going to come close to the Earth? If not, we will set it aside for future observations that aren't urgent. But if it has motion that looks like it's something that might be close to the Earth, we will alert the community to go get additional observations, and they will collect those until we know enough about the orbit to be able to predict whether it's going to hit the Earth or not.
How often do you get one of those surprises, something that's not been seen before?
That's happening all the time. I mean, if you just, look at the sky, 90% of the things that people currently observe, we know about. But about 10% of them are things we haven't seen before. But that doesn't mean 10% of them are going to hit the Earth. Only a very, a collision with the Earth is extraordinarily rare. It's happening. Even minor collisions are happening only every, 50 to 100 years. But there's a lot that need to be tracked. And so that's an ongoing process of just saying, okay, is this something that we should be concerned about? And if so, let's determine its orbit. And the outcome is almost always that it's not going to hit us.
Just lastly, before we let you go, a lot of people think about the ones that did get here, like the Chelyabinsk event about 5 years ago.
Yes.
How big is this critter compared to that one?
Well, the Chelyabinsk object was maybe 10 to 20 meters in diameter. This one is, we don't know exactly, but it's estimated to be 60 to 120 meters, so quite a bit bigger in the kind of thing that would be quite destructive if it were to impact. But these are the kinds of things that we're on the lookout, and we hope to find them years in advance. So it's important also to emphasize that there's no impact risk with this.
Okay.
We know that now.
Great. Thanks for the time this morning. We can all stand down. Interesting background to today's asteroid flyby. That's Matthew Holman, Smithsonian Senior Astrophysicist and Director of the Minor Planet Center.